USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After leaving a path of destruction across Florida, Ian strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane around 5 p.m. Eastern Thursday on its way towards Georgia and the Carolinas. As of 11 p.m., the storm was about 185 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina, and is expected to hit South Carolina today. The projection is that it will quickly weaken once it hits the mainland, but it will still produce plenty of water. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis
got back from surveying the damage in Charlotte and Lee counties, and some of the damage was almost indescribable. To see a house just sitting in the middle of Estero Bay, literally must have gotten picked up, flown because of the massive wind speed and the storm surge, and deposited in a body of water.
Several Republican lawmakers shared their concern about President Biden's mental fitness, in which he appeared to search for a deceased lawmaker in a crowd while calling her out in a speech. Hours later, the Vice President of the United States made North Korea our ally.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
The Senate approved legislation to keep the federal government operating until mid-December, as well as shelling out more money for Ukraine. The legislation, which passed 72-25, will prevent a partial government shutdown at midnight. Federal Judge Richard Young on Thursday denied an Indiana lawyer's request to pause the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan as part of a lawsuit filed against the Department of Education earlier this week. Seven states now have filed lawsuits. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some of the airports across the state of Florida will begin to reopen Friday. Ellie Andrews has more.
Seven of the 11 Florida airports that closed or suspended commercial service due to Hurricane Ian are scheduled to reopen by the end of the day Friday. According to a tweet, Jackson International Airport is one of those. Some airlines are expected to be operating on reduced schedules, according to the airport, and travelers are encouraged to check flight statuses before heading to the terminal. However, the state's busiest airport, Orlando International, did state that it did not have a timeline to reopen yet.
As Russia plans to take some of Ukraine's territory for itself Friday in an annexation, Ukrainian President Zelensky said Thursday that Russia's planned annexation of four Moscow-occupied areas of Ukraine will not mean what the Kremlin hopes for. Zelensky said he spoke with leaders of Italy, Poland, France, and the United States to mobilize the international community to reject the Kremlin's annexation attempt. The National Guard announced it will activate over 5,000 guardsmen across Florida, Louisiana, New York, and Tennessee to assist with Hurricane Ian cleanup. The statement said they will utilize 16 helicopters, 1,600 high-wheeled vehicles, 7 boats, and 36 fuel tankers to conduct search and rescue operations, clear roads, and support local law enforcement. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.